Hello, everyone. Welcome to Infinite Love Radio, enlightening conversations, inspiring guests. I'm Michelle Morovati, your host. I'm a spiritual healer, teacher, and author of 101 Transformational Insights for Mind, Body, and Soul. My global vision is to connect people to people to create oneness, and through support and universal guidance, educate people about the power within to heal oneself and others. I am here to love myself and love you all. You can learn more about me by visiting www.spiritualityinsideandout.com. And I invite all your questions, comments, and suggestions to my email, infiniteloveradio@yahoo.com or michelle@spiritualityinsideandout.com. Today and every day, my intention is to support you to awaken to your true self in the present moment and to cause and create oneness inside and out. Thank you for your participation and this opportunity for me to serve you. I am truly, truly grateful. On today's show, I will be sharing with you a prayer as usual, followed by my very inspiring guest, Ishna, who is a spiritual awakening teacher and founder of Self-Transformation Organization. This Center for Self-Transformation is an organization that has been established to help people raise their level of consciousness and vibrations through practical workshop training programs. And we're going to have the opportunity to hear all about it on this show. Ishna has spent the last 20 years developing his inner spiritual growth. Self-realized that ascendant masters have taught him advanced universal spiritual wisdom and effective spiritual growth techniques that I'm sure he will share with all of us. Ishna helps people awaken to spirituality, connect directly to their God source, and better their lives by fully understanding and realizing the truth about themselves. His website is www.selftransformation.net. Also, another website that you can visit, www.genesis2012.com. His contact number is 916-709-5990. We will have the perfect opportunity to hear all of his wonderful insights shortly. But for now, I invite all of you to bring your awareness into the now with me. How? By starting to take several deep cleansing breaths in with me. Please join me. Take a deep cleansing breath in. And exhale with an ah. Bringing yourself present with every breath. Yes. Take another deep cleansing breath in. And exhale with an ah, relaxing into the moment, relaxing into the now. Yes. And one more deep cleansing breath in. And again, exhale with an ah, allowing yourself to be present. Yes, I know we're all very busy, so much to do, so many tasks and responsibilities. Yes, I know. And this mind of us always reminds us. But for now, I invite you to allow yourself to be present with this prayer, with this recognition of gratitude and appreciation for all that is, for who we are, and all that we have to be grateful for in this moment. To thank God, Source, Creator, Allness, Oneness, Light, Spirit, whatever term you have for this loving presence, allowing yourself to be just that, love. By opening up your heart in this moment, allowing yourself to be this presence of love, by attuning yourself to everything around you, being present and observing that even this phone call, that your computer, that everything around you is of the source, is of the creation, for we are all one. In this moment of gratitude and appreciation, recognizing the oneness, recognizing love as me, as you, as our guest, as all of God's creation, we allow the moment to be. We allow this moment to be fulfilling. We allow this moment to reveal all possibilities and inspirational awakenings for us, for we are truly worthy and deserving of evolving with ease and grace in this lifetime, right here, right now. I'm grateful for you. I appreciate you. I invite you to stay attuned all the way through because it's going to be a magnificent show of learning, of fun, of making a difference, of creating oneness inside and out. Thank you very much. And again, I'm going to reintroduce our guest, Ishna, who is a spiritual awakening teacher and founder of Self-Transformation Organization. I would like to invite Ishna now on the call. Hello, Ishna.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hello, Michelle. I'm very well, thank you.
Thank you for accepting my invitation to be on this show. And this happened really at the last minute, and I really appreciate your willingness to come on the show and share. And Ishna, as I was looking through your website, looking through your biography, and realizing how much you have done to self-evolve, it's amazing. It's like it's 2 pages. It's not just 1 or 2. It's really amazing. And just reading it, this doesn't come from the ego. I'm not saying, oh, let's pay attention. He's done so much. It's so much that this beautiful individual has done to progress your soul, as I call it. I'm not sure if I'm right or not, but I'd like to hear briefly from you. Not a whole lot of story, but along the line, what has been your greatest teaching since the beginning that you started on your path of spiritual awakening?
Well, the greatest teaching is always seeking out the truth. And all of us, when we start our journeys, we come on the planet, and we once we enter this matrix, we forget who we are. And that's part of the, the rules of the matrix. That's how it's created. So those of us that are serious seekers, we awaken early. And that's what happened to me. I awoke quite early in my life, in my 20s. And after finishing college, got my degree, went back home. We owned a department store in Africa. And after having come back there, going back to the regular life of, you know, living and making ends meet and doing everything that we do, the question started coming up saying, this is not why we're here on this planet. There's more to life than just making a living and doing what you do on a daily basis. And at that age, I started wanting to find out the answers, and it took me almost 20 years to find the answers.
But you did it.
Well, it's getting there. Again, it's seeking out the truth. What we don't understand is everything that's given to us on this planet is obviously one level of truth. And truth is, in reality, it's like, you know, just like when you go to school, at grade 1 you learn one level of things, and then by the time you get to grade 12 you learn a whole new set of things, and then once you get to graduate level at university, you open up to so much more in life that your whole thinking is broadened and your level of truth is different.
Right.
So it's like mini circles inside each other, just growing bigger and bigger and bigger. And as we get bigger, it's the awakening, it just gets more and more phenomenal. And what I have found was the key is to keep an open mindset. And having not just been born in one religious family and having studied that religion, I could not find what I was seeking. So I went and studied all the other religions and could not find what I was seeking there either. And because I was, and still am, a heavy-duty seeker, you're always open and looking.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the more open you are, the more you are willing to seek out and look.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And to me, that's been the secret of attaining the higher levels, is you have to keep seeking with an open mindset, because what you will receive is not what we are brought up to believe.
Right.
What's out there is completely different to what we have been taught.
Okay. Isa, I'm sorry. Let me just stop you right here now. I believe in open mindset. I'm a student of life every single moment. And you spoke about religious and beliefs and letting us be open. How about those people that are so trapped with society and religion and these beliefs that just don't allow them to be open and surrounded by people, family members, and they're bombarded by negativity or being closed or barriers or blocks? What suggestions do you have? I mean, we can just say be open-minded, but if they feel victim and trapped in that environment, do you know what I mean? What kind
for people that are trapped in their environment, obviously, it's just understand there are laws that work at the universal level,
okay.
And it's a matter of just opening up to understanding the laws of the universe. And these are simple laws. I mean, this if you watch the DVD The Secret that talks about the law of attraction,
okay.
And just zooming in on the law of attraction, it basically is the law that whatever you focus your thought process on, and your thought process is based on the foundation of your belief system.
Mm-hmm.
So the universe is a totally open-ended system. And we have been given free will and choice. So with this free will and choice, whatever you allow your mindset to be at, that's where you will be. So those that open up their mindset will see a higher sphere of the universe than those that won't. So when we put ourselves in a square box of a belief system, we're restricting our growth. So those that are in that social structure that only want to work with their social belief system and their social religious belief system, they're closing themselves up. The only thing they can do is not get caught up in their social affairs, because the social affairs creates the negativity. And at some point, to grow further into the system or develop further, you have to cut yourself off from the people that are negative.
Mm.
And this is why those that are heavy duty seekers will seek out places or people that give them the positive thoughts, give them the positive development, and then that's where they start hanging out.
Right, and everything is possible. If you really want it, using your will and your reason, you can achieve it, because everything is possible, right?
Especially now.
Exactly.
Because, you know, when we came on the planet 40 years ago, the Earth was a lot denser in vibration and frequency, and now it's shifted so much. And what this basically means, and this is what 2012 is about, it's,
mm-hmm.
it's about an increase in frequency of the planetary and our galactic system, which means as frequencies rise, whatever thoughts that you focus and concentrate on is going to manifest faster, a
wow.
lot faster than what it did 20 years ago.
Wow. Wow. We really got to be careful with our thoughts, huh? Be very mindful.
Yes, extremely. Especially what I teach in my classes is obviously thought control. It's easy to say, well, I can control my thoughts, but the key test comes when you get upset and angry.
Okay, let's talk about it. Upset and anger everywhere. Everybody's got it.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's got it. Let's talk about it. So you have a workshop coming up tomorrow in Los Angeles, correct?
Yes, I do. It's in Laguna Hills.
Okay.
And
it's called Soul Awakening, is that right?
Yeah, it's called. It's actually it's a step ahead of regular Soul Awakening. It's called High Frequency Healing and Soul Awakening. And the reason I choose that title is this process, unlike the traditional classes that I previously even used to teach, and most people that teach the higher cleansing classes where you work the chakras, yeah, and you activate the Kundalini and you basically do inner cleansing. And with the inner cleansing, you're basically opening your channels up so you can lift higher. What typically happens with that process is you reach a certain level, and the blockage are in the higher bodies, and it's very hard to clear those.
Okay, what are blockages in higher bodies for the average listener that's listening to us now? What are blockages in higher bodies?
Okay, first of all, blockages are energetic. We have, everything is energy in the universe. Everything comes from primal light and sound.
Mm-hmm.
and it manifests down into the energetic level. And from the energetic level, we have layers of bodies, etheric bodies, which are subtle bodies. And then from subtle bodies, we come into, from the etheric, you come down to a mental body, and then you come down to an emotional body, and then you come into the physical layer. So we have multiple layers of subtle bodies. Mm-hmm. And these are energetically based bodies. So typically what happens is that the physical layer, every time we have negative thought forms or we negative feelings or anything that is not of absolute pure love, creates a block in your energy system and your energy bodies.
Mm, yeah.
And since everything flows through life force, it's subtle energy movements in our system, these energy blocks, because the blocks are actual density, so your higher bodies are vibrating at much higher vibration and frequency. And negative thought forms that are not of pure love are dense in energy. So the density of that energetic field creates the block. And as the blocks are created over time, the more negative you get, the more harmful thoughts you create, it's basically creating a heavy set of dense energetics, which blocks the subtle layers. And what happens is, as these subtle layers are blocked, energy doesn't flow into the physical layer as openly and efficiently. So what happens is disease starts forming in the physical layer over time. So when medical practitioners try and clear the physical layer, and take cancer for instance, if you're trying to cure cancer, they go through the traditional role of chemo and all that, where the physical layer, chances are it won't heal, and it's very hard to get rid of it permanently. I mean, there are subtle layers that get healed, but it's not a permanent job. And we have to clear the higher bodies to, first of all, get rid of the blockages there, and then work on the physical layer.
Mm. This is beautiful information for all of us. Beautiful information that energy is trapped on different layers in our bodies, that there are different higher, lower bodies, and the effect of our thoughts. And everything comes back to love as the healer.
Love is actually the foundation of the universe.
Yes, that's why your show is called Infinite Love.
Yes, and the reason why we have so much negativity on this planet is over time, this planet dropped in density immensely, and the foundation of this planet is now fear.
Ah.
So because we're living in a matrix of fear, from the time we're born on this planet, we grow up with that fear matrix. It's in the matrix, so you grow up with a fear foundation. That's why every decision we make, it's based through the fear foundation. That's why we have that negativity. Because of fear, we have to tell the lies, or we go negative, we become selfish, and all these negative things that come in. Whereas pure love is the complete opposite. In the situations of pure love, there is no harm, because everything is full of love and joy.
Right.
And because of that, we are in this heavy, dense system. So the key, obviously, is the more love you can bring into your own body, mind, spirit system, the faster you also clear the negativity in the system, because love has a very high vibration. And one of the, I guess, formulas for climbing up the ladder is to be in that state of love at all times. So the key is, obviously, is when you are in that anger mode,
mm-hmm.
we lose, because we're angry, we react. And in anger, when you react, it's going to come out negative and very harsh at times.
Right.
So the key is, and this formula works if you keep practicing it, is as soon as you get angry, just realize that there's anger coming in, and whoever's making you angry, you are obviously going to become violent or harsh to that person. But before any words come out of your mouth, the thoughts are already becoming negative and harmful. At that moment in time, just stop, take a few deep breaths, balance yourself out, and don't react to what just happened. Slowly respond, and try and respond with love.
Mm.
And try and avoid The first thing is you know whatever you're going to say is going to hurt that person. So by breathing, you're going to balance your system out, and as you start balancing, the response is not going to be as harsh as what you would have done had you just automatically reacted to the situation.
Mm, so beautifully said. And it's free, everyone out there. There's no charge for his for his teaching right now. It's free. We can do it anywhere, anytime. I love what you said, Ishna, that being present with the anger, recognizing it, acknowledging it. You know, so many times I believe that we suppress our emotions. We suppress, and then later on in life it just turns into something ugly. But what you're saying is that acknowledge it, right?
Yes, and when we suppress it, what we're not realizing it also is anything we've suppressed or everything we've suppressed from the time we were born. I mean, when your parents probably scolded you when you were 3-4 years old and you held it in and you didn't cry it out, you've suppressed that. And all this level of suppression creates emotional blockages in your system. So like I said, you have a physical body, mental body, emotional body. These situations clog up the emotional layer. And the emotional layer is the worst layer in our system. There's about 200 layers in the emotional layer, and we have to do a heavy-duty cleansing to get those layers out.
200 layers?
There are a lot of layers, yes. It's,
wow,
it's close to 200. And one of the things I teach in my classes is we have an extremely powerful breathwork process.
Okay.
It's called the Passion of Life Breathwork. And that's just about a 60-minute breath work. And unlike the breath works you do at yoga centers where you do the pranayama and all these different types of breath work, the breath work at the yoga centers works strictly with the mind because you're focusing on the mind. You're trying to work the breath. When you work with the mind, you are controlling the breath from the mind.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're controlling breath, it just helps you at the balance layer. It'll help you balance out your system. Now, we take you above that. The breathwork I teach is actually lying down with music, and we take you beyond the ego mind because you have to connect to your higher self, your higher power. And when your connection doors open up, the subtle energy comes through you and starts cleansing out the density in your system. It's a very powerful process. And the way we open up your inner channel is to let the ego mind surrender to source energy. And that's the hardest for all of us to do because the ego mind is always in control.
Absolutely.
So the breath work allows you, takes you to a deep relaxation state, and through relaxation we get you to surrender the ego mind. And then through that there's a process where we allow that ego mind to go up into the higher realms and bring in source energy and allow that source energy to do whatever it needs to do in your system. It's an extremely powerful session.
So it's surrendering, trusting that source energy for our highest good. And it sounds so powerful. Honestly, it sounds so powerful. And I can really see clearing of energy. I can feel lightness as you're speaking, clarity in my mind as you're speaking through this process, happier. Oh yeah, I'm sorry. I'm like feeling it all, and I'm sure the listeners, as you were, you know, telling us about the process, we can all feel and see what will happen. Just one thing. I just wanted to reintroduce our guest again. If you give me a moment, Ishna.
Sure.
We're speaking to Ishna, who is a spiritual awakening teacher, and from what we've been talking about, very powerful, very sincere, truly authentic. And he's also the founder for the Center for Self-Transformation, which is an organization that has been established to help people raise their level of consciousness and vibrations through practical workshop training programs, as he's talking to us right now. He also has another website, which, Ishna, you suggested that we visit www.genesis2012.com first. Before visiting, is that?
Yeah, because my other website, which is selftransform.com or .net, is actually very high-level information. So my recommendation is go to genesis2012.com first. I was made to create that about a month ago, and just giving you a top-down approach as to what's going on the planet, how 2012 and the new energies are coming in and how we are shifting. And with the information on that, if you go to the selftransform.net, that has even higher level information, and it's got tons and tons of information. So there's a lot of learning there for people that are interested.
Beautifully. See the website, get the information, and then go to your class and really experience it, right?
Yeah, the class is a totally different level class. Like I was saying, the previous ways was to clean people up from the bottom and take them up. Now with the earth energies coming to fifth dimensional and higher, we are able to now tap into 12th dimension frequency. So,
what is fifth dimension and what is 12th dimension? Because again, the average listener will be like, what is he talking about?
Well,
so if you don't mind, briefly.
This is a very complicated topic.
No, but just like briefly, just a definition of, you know, because I really want people, you're very advanced, God bless you. But we have listeners that are interested, but they don't know what is fifth dimension, what is 12th dimension. What is dimension?
Dimension, it's a state of consciousness.
Okay.
It's a level of energy. The way the system is built, in a nutshell, because it's very complicated, but in a nutshell...
I put you on the spot, forgive me.
That's fine. In a nutshell, we're in a time matrix. Our time matrix has been created with a 15-dimensional system. I'm trying to keep it simple.
I know, forgive me.
You asked a question that's opened up a lot of doors here, but I'm trying to say, okay, how do I keep it simple without getting them confused?
You're doing wonderfully.
See, the traditional belief system is there is a God source, and the God source created everything, including us. And that's it. There's just us and God. Well, it's not quite like that.
Okay.
And this is part of when I say, as you open up to the higher levels of truth, the truth that comes in gives you a shock and you go, oh my God, is this for real? Because what you learned is not what it is. And now the best analogy I can give you is on planet Earth, we've got so many countries.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay. Each country has a ruler and a government body.
Right.
Okay. Now, take that to the next level. Do you not think that if on planet Earth, with just the Earth, the way Earth is, we've got so many countries, so many rulers, so many systems.
Right.
Now, if we look at the higher level system, we have a galaxy that has got probably about 200-300 billion planetary systems.
Wow.
How do you think those planetary systems work? And there are several hundred million galaxies. So when you take this to the highest level, what is source? And I kept asking that question, and the answer that I was finally given that convinced me was identify or define source as a huge bubble. And inside the bubble are all the galaxies, all the planetary systems, and all the beings that exist. Are all inside this big bubble. The energies and everything inside the bubble is the God source.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if we understand God source as everything in creation that exists and the energy that sustains it is source energy, and we are a tiny little footprint or a tiny little minuscule little dot in that whole system.
Sure.
So just like there's so many countries with governments, every planetary system has a hierarchy, a governing body, that creates the systems of the planet. Now, this may be hard for people to accept.
That's beautifully said.
But if you think about it logically, obviously, just like the countries have governors, do you not think planet would have governing bodies? Because there are billions of planets out there.
That definitely makes sense.
Yeah, so we actually do have a governing body.
Hmm.
And there's a hierarchy of even masters, ascended masters, that overlook certain aspects of it. They're bodies that even control the grid systems of this planet, because the grid systems, everything has to be aligned to planetary systems. And we have to, just being in our solar system, we have to have all planets aligned to specific angles in the solar system. And that's what's happening on Earth right now. The grids are being realigned. They started getting realigned about 25 years ago. And the realignment of the grids in our whole solar system is shifting the energetics off the whole solar system. And this is not a new plan. This was something that was created thousands of years ago. We're just in a timeline that it's happening in. And chances are we knew this at our higher level, because this is something I questioned as part of my awakening about 4 or 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. Just out of the blue, I looked at the population of the planet, and I said, 6.5 billion people? And then I kind of looked back, and I thought, I wonder what it was 100 years ago. So I went back and researched it, and 100 years ago, we only had 1.5 billion people on the planet. Then I thought, let me look back and see what the population was when Master Jesus was on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
So I looked up research on the internet and dug up some numbers, and what I found was 2,000 years ago, there were only 500 million people on the planet. So then I started thinking, I said, okay, 500 million people when Jesus was here, and it took 2,000 years to go from 500 million to 1.5 billion, so 2,000 years to triple the population. Then all of a sudden, in 100 years, we go from 1.5 billion to 6.5 billion. We more than quadruple. Why?
Why?
What is happening that is bringing so many people to this planet right now? Why couldn't they come 2,000 years ago, 100 years ago?
Right.
And
right.
As I dug more and more and more, and then I found out that there's a whole grid system shifting, and this was all part of this timeline that the year 2012 was when the Mayan calendar ends, and that was the new ascension, the age of Aquarius.
Okay. Okay.
So that's what's coming in, and that's why there's so many beings here on the planet, because as the Earth shifts in vibrational frequency, it shifts in dimension. Dimension is a level of frequency.
Mm-hmm.
And they're multi-level dimensions. So in our 15-dimensional time matrix, there are 5 zones.
Okay, I think now we're getting...
Yeah, this gets very technical.
Getting really heavy. Hold on. Listeners, take a deep breath. Okay, I know it may be a little bit heavy for you, but that's okay. We're going to come back here into the now. We're going to shake it out, and we're going to come back. You know, my gynecologist 2 weeks ago, I went there for a checkup, and I'm like, how's it going? She's like, I love it. I'm so busy. I'm like, oh, thank God you're so busy. She's like, I can't help it, you know? People are having babies left and right. Babies. And it's so aligned with what you're saying. Population, you know, growing. So, wow. Okay, I got it. Dimension, state of consciousness. And 2012, what's happening in 2012?
Well, again, we're shifting in frequency.
Okay.
So, now, in a simple term, frequency is oscillations. So, Earth is now spinning faster, everything is spinning faster. And that's why intelligence is even more, because when we were a lot denser, even the mind was denser, so our intelligence wasn't that heavy or light, depending on how you want to look at it. So that's why if you look at now, in the last 100 years, the information age has come in. Okay, we're in the computer stage, we've got satellites, we've got all this technology coming in. And that's part of the high frequency coming in, because as we move into high-frequency energies, we become more intelligent, or we open up to the intelligence that we already had.
Wow.
And that wasn't there 100 years ago or 5,000 years ago.
Wow. So, and this causes for every thought that we have for it to immediately fruition? Is that what you're saying? Immediately?
Well, the higher the frequencies, the easier it is to manifest.
Okay.
So the goal of the planet is what we call heaven on earth, is what the goal of the planet is, and it may get there in a couple of 100 years, or it may take 1,000 years, we don't know. But the heaven on earth is basically where whatever you think of, you manifest.
Wow.
And that's kind of living the heavenly life, is you don't have to go make the money to go buy the house. You just visualize the house, focus on it, think it, design it in your head, and boom, it manifests.
So there's no action in it?
Well, again, depending on the layers you are at the highest layer, possibly not. At the lower layers, yes, there's still action required.
Okay, okay. Because this was, this, you know, not to me, but to a lot of people, this the secret video DVD with the law of attraction and think it and it will manifest, I heard through different sources that it has created a lot of disturbances for people thinking they don't have to take any action, that boom, I want
this. No, in the third, fourth, and fifth dimensional world, action is absolutely unnecessary.
Unnecessary?
No, necessary.
Necessary, okay.
Yeah, without action, we're not going to. You can't just sit at home and keep dreaming about a big million-dollar house and hope it'll show up. Well, it may. You may win the lottery, but...
Yeah. Can you imagine? People say, hey, I don't have to work. I don't have to do anything. I'm just going to imagine it, and it's going to show up for me.
Well, there's a couple of things the secret does not go into, and that is, we don't understand. It's one thing we have to understand is to attract and get your powers to put in that thought process to work for you, you have to be able to connect to the universal realm of energies.
Okay.
And the more you are clogged, the less your distance is going to be of transmitting your thoughts.
Mm.
Which means the more you start clearing your system out, it's like even in meditation or in anything, the more you are clean, the higher the frequency you're going to connect with.
Mm-hmm.
So if your frequencies you're able to connect are very high, then you can send your thought forms to the highest level of frequency, which means it'll, at that point, materialize much faster.
Oh, so beautifully said.
So if you're extremely clogged, then it's like your thought forms will not go beyond your own auric field. It'll just stay here.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if you start clearing your physical layer, mental layer, emotional layer, and your etherical layers and have a clear auric field, then the thought forms you send out, you can send it straight into the universe at the higher realms. And those will manifest much faster.
Mm. It's like clogged pipes. Clogged pipes being full of negative thoughts, not allowing the water to go through. As we clear the pipes, we allow the water to go through, and it does. It circulates. And
right.
Oh, yeah. Beautifully said. Oh, I love it. And so this is what you help us achieve in your classes, in your workshop.
Yes. In fact, the breathwork class starts clearing the clogs. And also, one thing that I do is when I teach class, we actually raise the vibration and frequency of the classroom. So the energetics in the classroom is shifted to fifth dimensional energy. So the thought forms that you create in the breathwork process go straight into the high frequencies and allows you to manifest faster.
I must say I'm very inspired right now. I'm very inspired by now, by you right now. So you have your class tomorrow. In Los Angeles. It's not in Los Angeles. Costa Mesa? Where is it?
Yeah, it's actually at the Awakenings bookstore in Laguna Hills.
Okay.
The address for those people that are interested, it's 25260 La Paz Road, P-A-Z Road. It's Laguna Hills, California. And the phone number for the store, if they want directions, is area code 949-457-0797. And if they go to either of the websites, the genesis2012.com or selftransform.net, and they go into registration, they'll see the address and phone number and everything there as well.
Beautifully. And people can email you to selftransform@sbcglobal.net.
Yeah, if they want to get a hold of me, it's selftransform@sbcglobal.net or phone number is 916-709-5990.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're interested in coming to class, it'll help us if they let us know first, because we have to give them manuals, and I need to know how many manuals to bring.
Mm. Beautiful. Now, where else? Are you going to have any more workshops around or in any other cities?
No, one thing I got guided to do, because I started getting calls from actually all over the world when they start reading my website. They all want to do the classes. So about a month ago, Higher Guidance came in and had me develop the same class that I'm giving here in L.A. is also available as a self-study download.
Okay.
So you can just go to the website under the Spiritual Awakening button. There's instructions on how to, and then gives you a full overview of what the download is, and you get all the audio files and the material that I teach in class. You get everything except the breath work, because the breath work, I have to be there in person doing it.
Right. Beautiful. So you're offering in your workshop and also downloading them for them for their private
and
their own space.
And then the power of the download is exactly the same as what you get in the class. And these are techniques that you actually have to practice at home. The instructions are given, and you just follow the CD, and the CD just walks you through the whole process, and you keep doing it daily, and you start clearing yourself and raising your frequency.
Beautiful. We have been speaking to Ishna, who is a spiritual awakening teacher, you really, really are, and who is the founder for the Center for Self-Transformation, which is an organization that has been established to help people raise their level of consciousness and vibrations through practical workshop training program. The website again is www.genesis2012.com and also www.selftransformation.net. Wow. I was looking through your website, the Genesis 2012. There's so much information here. You know, what is Genesis? You have an answer. You know, it's an awakening call. But you also have this question, what is considered real healing? What are we healing from? What is considered real healing? What are we healing from? So what is considered real healing, Ishna?
You just asked a billion-dollar question.
Wow.
This is the question that the whole planet needs to be aware of, that we're not, because we're caught in this matrix that's keeping everything hidden from us. It's the same question that you'd ask, what is real truth? Healing is understanding. See, we are so caught up in this physical body, and that's all we know. And after we leave the body, we go into some level that we really don't know about in this, when we're in the physical form. But again, this is a complicated layer that you just opened up. I'm going to simplify it.
I can't help it. It was on your website.
No, but it's good that you asked the question, because everyone needs to know about this.
Right.
See, healing, why are we trying to heal ourselves? And when you go to the Reiki masters and the healing healers on the planet, what are you wanting them to heal? Now, the different layers of healing, obviously the first layer is you have some pain in the body and the doctors can't fix it, so you think, oh, let me try alternate therapies, and you go to a healer, and hopefully whatever the healer does works for a little while, because the healer, just by doing some energy work, has removed that energetic block. And because the energetic block has been removed, the energy is now flowing in the physical body, and whatever is paining in the physical has gone. And most people think, okay, I've been healed. But true healing is not at the physical layer. It's understanding, first of all, who are we? Where did we come from? And what is home? And how do I get back home? That is the true healing, because once we understand, first of all, the 15-dimensional tri-matrix system, there are layers of ourselves that are there. There's the soul layer, oversoul layer, and what we call the monadic God seed layer. These are all part of us. Home is to get back to our own God seed. And how do we get there? To get there, we have to clear every layer of the body and raise our frequencies. So healing, when you go to a healer, they will work the physical layer, because they can't work the higher layers, because most Reiki masters are only fourth or fifth dimensional frequency layer healers. They haven't opened up to the higher 12th dimensional frequencies, so they can't pull in the higher frequencies. But the frequencies they're working at, they will heal you or remove the clogs up to the third, fourth, or fifth layer, whichever layer they're working at. But at some point, once you get at least that level of healing, you want to open up to your soul layer, which is a six-dimensional frequency. And at some point, through high frequency, like the classes I teach, we bring in 12-dimensional frequencies. So when you start working with high frequencies, you will open up to the soul layer, Then as you do more and more of the high-frequency work, you'll start removing the clogs at the 6th, 7th, 8th layer and open to your oversoul. And as you do even more high-level frequency work, you'll eventually work your way up to the much higher layers. And basically, this is what healing is about. It's opening your channels up so we can actually open up to the higher layers of ourselves and eventually go home. It's tough to comprehend all that, but
it's beautifully. And go home. Where is home?
Home is connecting back to your origin, your original blueprint of how you were created. And what we don't understand is, again, this is stuff I go into extreme detail in my classes.
But is home love?
No.
Okay.
And yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
There's a no and a yes.
Yeah, because no is because in the physical layer, you don't have the pure love. Even when you get to your soul layer, you don't have the pure love. Even when you get to your oversoul layer, you don't have the pure love, because these are different levels of love. If you want the absolute pure love of source energies, then we can receive the highest level of pure love energies off the 15th dimensional matrix. Beyond that is even higher level of love. There are many layers of love. And as you go to a higher level, you're opening up to that frequency of love.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that makes sense, but
yes,
that's the easiest way I can explain it.
It's beautiful. So you have your classes tomorrow, and most of the people on this planet can go to your class tomorrow and may not hear this show, and they may not have access to you. But for those who are listening, and they would love to come, and they would really love to connect to everything that you're saying, can you give them a tool, just one simple tool that they can do at home to get themselves one level clearer? Just one level clearer. Clear one, you know, one level of where they are in their life so that they vibrate.
I can kind of walk them through a process. And if they want more, they can go to the website selftransform.net. And I have a CD on there that does chakra breath work or chakra clearing with using chakra petals.
Okay.
And just a quick word on chakras. Whether people are familiar with chakras or not, these are energy centers in our body. We have 7 energy, main energy centers. Actually, there are over 144 in the whole system, but there are 7 main ones. And just by activating the chakras, we help clear a lot of blockages in our system. It opens up the channels in the Kundalini, and the Kundalini is actually your central channel. So to go into the higher bodies, to your soul layer, oversoul layer, your central channel has to be fully opened up.
Mm-hmm.
And doing chakra work helps immensely on opening up the central channel.
Okay.
And helping clear the blocks.
Okay.
So if people are interested, I can kind of just give them a quick meditation on a chakra breath work.
How long is this going to take?
Probably about a minute or two.
Okay, a minute or two, we have time. Go for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and the other way is if they want a simpler way, and there's a simple system to every system,
Sorry? Simple is great. We're all looking for simple things, simple ways.
Yeah, for chakra clearing, there's a CD called Crystal Bowl Sounds on my website, selftransform.net. The third track on it is a 15-minute meditation using Crystal Bowl Sounds, and it has the frequency of each chakra. So just by listening to that meditation, your chakras get activated, and you get put into a very deep meditational state.
Oh, beautiful.
So that's a very good tool.
Yeah, how about we don't do the meditation, but we invite people to go into your website. And is that a download, or do they purchase it?
No, that is a CD. You'd have to buy that.
Okay.
And the chakra petals, I'm going to make that it's right now available as a download for people that buy my spiritual awakening program. But I'm getting a lot of requests for it, so I'm going to just make that chakra breath work and petals work as a separate download. So that should be available in a day or two.
I think that's a great idea. Do you also do private sessions?
I do private healing work, and again, it's available through my website. These are 30-minute sessions where I connect with their energies and open up to 12-dimensional frequency energies and transmit those energies to them.
Okay, and this is by remote, or do they have to be present with you?
This is remotely over the phone.
Okay, okay, beautiful. And if people request for more workshops, let's say people say, okay, I'm going to gather 10 friends. Would you come and do a workshop for us?
Yes, I do require at least 10 people. So once if people have a group of 10, I can come to the location and we can do a private session.
Beautiful. By contacting you, by your email, selftransform@sbcglobal.net, you can contact him.
Right.
And just going back, we're almost running out of time, but going back, you said the foundation, the matrix of the planet now is fear. What is your suggestion for humanity? What is your suggestion for humanity?
First of all, remove fear from your system, because whatever you are afraid of the most, you have to face it and try and clear that out of your system, because fear keeps your vibration and density at its densest level. So the more you have fear of things, the more you're going to stay at the dense level. So whatever you are afraid of the most, start looking for ways to clear that, and ideally is to just face it and just ask yourself, what's the worst that can happen if I face my fear?
Mm-hmm.
And the other way is obviously try and tune into very high frequency love energy and channel that love energy to whatever the fear issue is. So combination of both helps.
Right, right. So removing fear, facing the fear, and channeling love energy to the fear.
Right, and it's usually a question of what's the worst that'll happen to me if I face my fear.
What's the worst? What is the worst?
Well, the worst is you die. Okay, but I mean, are you really dying? No, you're not.
No.
Nobody dies.
Right, right.
So the worst is, okay, if I go through whatever your fear is and I die, then what happens then? You just moved on, transitioned to the next level.
Right.
There is no death.
Right.
So,
but we're not going to get into that because that's also a belief. Some people think there is a death that's over, chick-chock, and some people, oh, no, it's transition into
right,
that.
Right.
Yeah. So wonderfully, remove fear. What's the worst that can happen? Face the fear. Channel love to the fear. And what will happen? Can you imagine the whole planet being a loving, oh, that is my true desire.
Yes, that is the goal, is to have, you know, heaven on earth here. And again, the 2012 onwards is the beginning of that era coming in now. And we don't know, it may take several thousand years, but it's going to be the beginning.
Mm. And we really, really appreciate all of your sharing as we're running out of time, Ishna, your knowledge, everything that you have shared with us. Some of it easy to understand, some of it not for us that we're beginners here, but you have certainly opened up a lot for all of us to consider, being open-minded and everything. I really, really appreciate your presence. Any last word before we close?
Just for those that pray and do meditation and all that, here's a tip. When you pray and do your meditation, if you stay in your highest level of love and joy space, it brings in the highest level of frequency for prayer and meditation. So before you pray, just feel the highest level of joy and love that you've received in your life. Bring that feeling into your system and through that prayer, because prayer is heard through love, through the heart.
Mm-hmm.
It's not done through the mind.
Mm-hmm.
So any level of prayer, meditation, anything, go through the heart with the highest feeling of love and joy.
Mm. Thank you. I'm so aligned with what you just said right now. I'm so aligned, and I'm really grateful for all of your sharings. Blessings to you on your workshop, on your path, and for helping all of us awaken. I really appreciate your presence.
Okay, thank you for having me on your show.
Thank you, Ishna. Till we talk later. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And that's Infinite Love Radio for this week. I do appreciate all of you for staying attuned to us, creating oneness. We have learned so much about facing our fears and how we can channel love to our fear and how we can acknowledge any anger that rises within us, taking several breaths to bring ourselves into the present moment and then responding from the present moment. Realizing that love is the highest vibration. Joy is of a high vibration. Let us all meditate together with love, with joy, from our heart center, because truly we are worthy and deserving of living this life as a fulfilling life in every way. And I am committed, and I am committed to service at all times, serving God, the divine, my higher self, my true self, and I'm really appreciating all of you, for we are all one. There is no separation here. Thank you. And for now, I invite you to breathe in infinite love through your heart into every cell in your body. And breathe out infinite love and give it to the whole world, for we are all one. And don't forget to visit my website, www.infiniteloveradio.com, and download free guided meditations and insights. Again, I invite all of your comments, suggestions, and questions to infiniteloveradio@yahoo.com or michelle@spiritualityinsideandout.com. Again, I'm Michelle Morovati. Thank you. Many, many blessings to you. I love you. Until next week. Good day.